Did you miss the headline and the top story of the day?
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Don't worry, because we got you covered.
This is how we do.
It's the Cattles and Rami.
Top spot.
Fourth and final hour of the Cattles and Rami program. If you're just getting in your car, just tuning in, yep, Cattles is still out. He's still okay, though, and he still will be back in this chair soon. In the meantime,
wearing a new pair of underwear today.
In the meantime, Whitey Gleason in the co-host chair with Jay and Simone on the other side of the glass. And in the top spot today, Whitey, we were talking about the NBA Western Conference Finals. And you heard it in Simone's update. Nuggets win in dramatic fashion. They come back from a 15-point halftime deficit.
Yeah.
They outscore the Lakers by 20 points in the third quarter. Jokic sets the record for most triple-doubles in a playoff run, and yet the story afterwards was all about LeBron James being, shall we say, contemplative at the post-game podium.
I mean, I love to play the game. I love to compete. I love to be out there for my guys, my teammates, wherever I have that particular year. You know, for me, I mean, I just, you know, it's all about availability for me and keeping my mind sharp and things of that nature. Being present on the floor, being present, you know, locker room and bus rides and plane rides, things of that nature. It's challenging. It's challenging, you know, for sure. It was a very challenging season, you know, for me, you know, for our ball club. And obviously, you know, we know what went on early on or whatever the case may be, but I don't know. You know, I think it was okay. I don't like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships at this point in my career. And I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot, and it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of, you know, getting to the finals. But we'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
A lot to think about, says LeBron. Some people are like, what's he talking? Does he mean retirement? Dave McMenamin of ESPN followed LeBron to the bus and said, when you say you got to think about stuff, what thread should we be pulling on that? LeBron said, if I want to continue to play. McMenamin said, as in next year? LeBron said, yeah. McMenamin asked, so you would walk away? And LeBron said, I got to think about it. Meanwhile, sources tell Chris Haynes of the Bleacher Report and TNT that retirement is under consideration for LeBron James. For what it's worth, Vegas isn't buying it. It's -1,000 on no on him retiring, +500, +550 on yes, LeBron retires. Whitey, do you think there's any chance that LeBron James retires, or what did we see at that podium yesterday?
He's definitely going to retire, just not now. I mean, it's going to happen. It ain't going to happen now. I think what we heard was LeBron being frustrated, LeBron flexing his leverage a little. And in my opinion, LeBron feeling a little sorry for himself. I think we heard some of that, too.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some self-pity going on. I think there would be for anybody in a moment as disappointing as he was feeling. I mean, the series he had, and I've pointed out, there were moments in the series where his age flashed, I thought. You know what I mean? But to put together the four games that he put together in year 20 at age 38, he continues to be remarkable and almost unprecedented in how great a basketball player that he is, especially this late in his career. But at the same time, he was sitting there going, what else do I got to do? You know what I mean? That had to be a thought that was running through his head of, what else do I got to do at age 38 to reach that mountaintop again, and can I do it, or should I just hang it up? I think there was like some emotional introspection going on there of being in that moment and being asked that question. At the same time, I also think LeBron never really lets his emotions or his thoughts get the best of him, and is always thinking about the impact, the effect of what he says into microphones. You know what I mean? And there's always a desired effect, I think. I say this about Aaron Rodgers all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Everything they say is calculated and is for a reason. And if anything, I think LeBron is saying to the Lakers, make it worth my while to come back and play at age 39. Put a championship team. I don't know if it's Kyrie. I don't know if it's Trae Young. I don't know exactly what it is that he's going to be looking for. But I do think that there was a call, a shot across the bow to the Lakers of, hey, it better be worth it for me to come back next year. That being said, he's already told us he's got two more years left in him. He wants to play with Bronny. I don't think LeBron is going anywhere anytime soon.
He was reflective, as you pointed out. The great Wes Goldberg pointed out on Twitter that LeBron said last night, I'm still better than 90% of the NBA, maybe 95. And that is interesting for LeBron to basically admit that there's like 10% of the league, maybe 5, maybe 10% that's better than him. But I don't think he's going to retire until we all know about it. That is, he's not going to retire unless he can say, this is my last year. I want to give everyone around the league a year to pay tribute to me.
No,
it's my gift to you. So I think we're going to know when he's going to retire, and it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, he certainly I think he wants that attention.
Yeah.
He likes attention, which I think is maybe another reason why he went to the podium and said what he said last night.
Sure.
All of a sudden, the Nuggets going to their first finals ever was not the story. It was, will LeBron retire or won't he? I don't think many people are buying it. Like I said, Vegas isn't really buying it. But I think when it first came across folks' timelines yesterday, though, Whitey, if you're a Kings fan or you were watching the post-game presser live, if you're a Kings fan, it raised an eyebrow. And you're like, oh, wait a second. We might not have to deal with LeBron next year?
Mm-hmm.
What is best case and worst case scenario when it comes to the Kings and LeBron was a question I asked earlier. And Whitey, you just... You had a worse case than any worst case that I could have come up with, personally.
I didn't come up with this. Kevin O'Connor, The Ringer, quote, interest between LeBron and Warriors could be mutual. He says could be. I don't think there's anything there, but that would be worst case. Best case from the Kings' standpoint, to me, I know we disagree on this, I think it would be the Lakers going out and getting Kyrie and then having him come in.
The
and
whole, have that thing, whole thing implode? Oh, no, I would certainly enjoy watching that. Yeah. I would not enjoy that. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For me, best case scenario is LeBron just retires and you don't have to worry about him anymore. You know what I mean? And there will be people who will go, and Nick and I talked about this when Draymond Green was suspended. And people, oh, do you really want to win that way? don't you want like the hardest path? And no, I don't. Like that,
right.
LeBron retiring or aging out, it would be the natural progression of things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Happens all the time where there's a passing of the torch or somebody else takes the throne. You know what I mean? That's just a natural passing of things. And no, I don't want the hardest route to everything. That's ridiculous. That's like saying when you get in your car to go to work in the morning, you're like, man, I really hope I run into traffic. Ooh, I hope my 15-minute commute takes me 35 today, you know, because it'll be rewarding to
enjoy yourself.
To go through that suffering, but make it, you know, it'll be more reward. No, man, give me the path of least resistance to anything. And that's LeBron retiring. That's one more NBA great out of the way. One more mountain you don't have to climb on your way to trying to get wherever it is that you're trying to get. Worst case scenario is, it's funny, it's your best case scenario, but it's it working out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because for everything...
You think Kyrie going there could put them back on the right track?
A couple of weeks ago, right after the Kings season ended, we did, you know, our free agent wish lists, and we had like a couple of realistic free agent wish, and then we had your big swing wish. You know what I mean? And my big swing was Kyrie Irving. He's a free agent. Go get Kyrie Irving for the Kings. And I said that knowing damn well that it could go up in flames. You know, it could be a fiery crash. I understand that. But what I said then was, we're talking big swings, right? Big swings either end up in big whiffs or they end up over the fence. And that's exactly what you're talking about with the Kyrie Irving. If it works, he's one of the best, most dynamic talents in the sport of basketball. And we've already seen him win a championship with LeBron James. It could go, it very well could go the way that you're saying, Whitey, which is they get Kyrie. He's Kyrie, you
know? Just his last few stops, it hasn't really worked out the way it was.
And the thing blows up.
Yeah. Remove a vampire.
That's very, very possible. But it's also possible that for 1 year, just 1 year, that Kyrie and LeBron and the whole thing comes together. And if that's the case, that's a very dangerous Lakers team that we're looking at. Is it not?
I just don't see it. I just think that ship has sailed on Kyrie.
I think that's a possibility that's out there. And I hope it doesn't happen, because as entertaining as it could be, that's how scary it could be when you're talking about the combination of LeBron and Kyrie. Mm-hmm. It would be endlessly entertaining if it went wrong. You know what I mean? It would be so much fun if it went wrong with Kyrie in Los Angeles. And I know JJ and Kings fans would take so much joy in that schadenfreude of watching that thing go bad and feeling and watching the pain of Lakers fans after getting their hopes up.
If your big three were AD, LeBron, and Kyrie, what would be the over-under on how many games they all three would play
together in a regular season?
82 games, like four? I mean,
I was going to say somewhere in the 40s, probably. Somewhere in the 40s is about all you could count on.
A generous number.
With a 39-year-old LeBron, AD being AD, and Kyrie being Kyrie in a completely different
I'm putting the over-under at 7, and I'm taking the under.
No. I don't blame you. I don't even blame you. Right after this, we got good news from Brock Purdy about his surgery. And could he be ready sooner than any of us even expected? We'll discuss his surgery coming up right after this.
Cattles and Robbie. Cattles and Robbie.
Sactown Sports.
Catch the Oakland.
That's the show. The call back coming up at 5:30. And just how much Whitey and I know about the NHL. Like the very basics of the NHL.
That'll be a short segment.
That's coming up. At 5:45. Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Neither of us big NHL guys. But if it came to Sacramento, cool. You know, good for the city. Even if I'm not into it, good for the city and something else for folks around here to do. But really interesting article, I thought. Did you catch the article going inside Brock Purdy's elbow surgery at ESPN.com today, Whitey?
I don't think I saw that one. I did see a piece, an interview with a doctor who had performed Nick Mullins. He didn't perform Purdy's, he performed Nick Mullins. So I saw something similar.
I did not know until reading this that this procedure that he had, because there was the possibility of full-blown Tommy John surgery, which if you're a sports fan, especially a baseball fan, you kind of know what's involved in that. It's ligament replacement. It's
happy birthday, Tommy John. His birthday was yesterday.
Is it really?
It was yesterday.
It's like a 10 to 12-month recovery. What Purdy had, and they weren't sure if he was a candidate for this until they actually opened up the elbow.
Yeah, it's a repair rather than a reconstruction.
Exactly. Yeah. They call it UCL repair with internal brace augmentation. And the repair requires no tendon graft to completely reconstruct the ligament. It's less complex, they say, than the traditional UCL reconstruction, commonly known as Tommy John surgery. And it's typically a 5 to 7 month recovery, which would open the door for Purdy to return late in the summer, which I hadn't thought about this, Whitey, until I read it in the article. That basically allowed the 49ers to sign Javon Hargrave to the 4-year, $84 million contract that they signed him to, and go kind of budget friendly at the quarterback position with their insurance policy of Sam Darnold. I didn't realize that those two things were so interconnected. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah.
The timeline for Brock Purdy with this surgery versus the Tommy John surgery actually gave them flexibility elsewhere on the roster to go and get a Javon Hargrave.
Yeah, the scary thing is, though, as optimistic as all the surgeons are and all the doctors and the 49ers, medicine, especially with a surgery, is kind of like the draft in whatever sport. You know, there's no sure thing. You could have a surefire, this guy can't miss. And in this case, there's every reason to believe he's going to recover probably fairly quickly and he should be good to go. But you just don't know. But the 49ers, clearly, that's why their quarterback situation appears so muddled from the outside, is because they are, deep down, they're very confident that he's going to be fine at some point, probably sooner rather than later.
The other thing I didn't know about this is that it's a relatively new procedure. Like, they've only been doing this for about 10 years.
Oh, really?
This
and what did you call it again exactly?
It's the UCL with an internal brace.
Okay.
UCL repair with an internal
ligament,
brace.
Right?
UCL? Yes.
Yeah.
And they say the early returns have been positive, according to Dugas, one of the doctors who performed the procedure, who along with his colleagues have performed the procedure on two professionals 10 to 15 college and high school quarterbacks and roughly 600 athletes from other sports returned to play RTP at a previous or higher level of performance, which is considered the gold standard of success in sports medicine, is 93% following the procedure. The high bar of RTP following Tommy John surgery was at 86 to 88%. To find a way to have surgery, get the ligament healed up, but also cut down the recovery time, I think is huge, Purdy said. So small sample size. Again, it's only been they've only been doing this procedure for 10 years. Only two professionals have had it. Two professional athletes have had this surgery prior to Brock Purdy. 10 to 15 college and high school athletes and 600 athletes from other sports. So the small sample size and the short window of time to know how this affects a guy maybe gives you a little bit of concern, but those numbers as far as guys returning to their level of play post-surgery at an even higher rate than it was happening with Tommy John surgery, that's got to make you feel good if you're a 49ers fan as it pertains to Brock Purdy.
I know you're not a doctor. We found out earlier you're not an architect, and I was stunned.
Yes.
I know you're not a doctor, but I'm wondering if you know this based on what you read. When it comes to Tommy John with a baseball pitcher, as you probably know, it usually takes a pitcher a while to find his command. A lot of times a guy coming off, he'll have his velocity, but he doesn't have his command. Is there anything similar typically with this type of injury? I guess they don't really know because they haven't done it on that many guys, but I'm wondering if Brock Purdy, when he comes back and he's got full strength and he's feeling okay, if he's going to have any issues with his touch or with his, you know, whatever the football equivalent of command would be.
Yeah, they don't touch on touch in the article. It seems like they're more the concern is more the range of motion and the plyometrics to maintain the pliability and the strength and the full range of motion and flexibility in the arm that he had before. That seems to be more a concern than the touch. But I know, and it's different. I've had a couple of knee surgeries in my time. That little thing, you know, that you can't really put your finger on, like after knee surgery for me, it was running and landing. Like when you put that foot forward and land on it with the full weight and force of your body, that muscle memory where you don't even think about your quad flexing to absorb all that impact and all that weight, those little things are the last things to sort of fall into place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Those little things you don't even, the muscle memory things that you don't even really think about. When quarterbacks are putting touch on a ball, it's not like they're not thinking, okay, I need my fingertip to put this type of spin on the ball to get that touch on it. It's just something there. It's a message that their brain sends to their hand without thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Those little things will be the last little things I would think to fall into place following a surgery like this. But all indications are that so far, so good. I said this earlier, and you can read Emil Fragoso's coverage of Packers, reverting back to my old job. 49ers OTAs, just go to SacktownSports.com.
We'll allow that once.
You're good. For once. Yeah.
Knowing me, that should happen a lot more often. But just a couple of footnotes from Emil's work and talking about Brock Purdy, talking to Brock Purdy. He said he's optimistic to be back by week one, but nothing's set in stone. He said he's focused on getting healthy first, then figuring out the QB battle later. He's also said that he's so glad to have an experienced QB room. He says iron sharpens iron and also calls coach Brian Greasy a blessing. All that and more in Emil's column at SacktownSports.com. Go check it out. Also, if you're at YouTube.com/SacktownSports, give us those thumbs up, subscribe, rate, review, do all the things to help us grow this brand here at Sacktown Sports and bring you even better coverage. Right after this, it's the callback on Cattles and Rami right here.
Light up these phone lines.
The phone is ringing.
And we are checking to see who's on the line.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
News, gossip, a story.
Okay, who's the next victim?
It's the callback
on Cattles and Rami.
Cattles and Rami with Whitey Gleason in for Cattles this afternoon. And earlier today, We had a chance to catch up with Brian Geltzeiler, host on NBA Radio and NBA TV. And we were going to ask him about the conference finals, and then LeBron had to go and hint at retirement. And Brian said, you know what? It's okay if LeBron is the story for one day.
First of all, LeBron deserves to be the story today, and it's okay that LeBron's the story today. The dude at the age of 38, okay, came one assist away from a 40-point triple-double last night. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, while he was running on fumes in the fourth quarter, every possession he was on either Jokic or Jamal Murray. He played an outstanding game. He was terrific. The Lakers didn't have enough talent to compete with Denver 1-7. And you know, people getting on LeBron today saying, well, you know, he's making it about him by even bringing up the concept of retirement. You know what? He's 38 years old. He's the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. He's one of the three best players ever to play the sport. He's done this for 20 years. You know what? Four championships later, he made eight straight NBA finals. If LeBron James wants to talk about retirement, he can talk about retirement anytime he wants. And so it's okay that he was the story last night. It really is.
He has kind of earned this, has he not?
No.
What? No?
Yes. Come on.
I lost. Hey, everybody, I lost. I like to make it into the finals, and I lost.
Ruthless.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, heartless, really. Whitey Gleason.
Yeah. Jokic and the Nuggets deserved more of the spotlight than they got today. That's fine. It's LeBron. I understand. He had a phenomenal game. I kind of question that last shot he took, if that was really the smartest play for the Lakers to run there, where LeBron on fumes, and I don't know the way that was set up, but you know, he's a great passer. Did he really have any options out of that? Maybe if he did, he wasn't going to look at him anyway. But no, I disagree. Geltz, great guest, great guy. No, LeBron does not deserve to be the story today because you lost.
And one thing he's right about, and he also said this later in the interview, was that, man, the Nuggets are the class of the Western Conference, and a lot of us might not have given them that due credit coming into the playoffs. And I don't know if it's because they took their foot off the gas for the last 20 or so games, or if we just didn't see enough of them, or if we just flat out dismissed them because they have Nuggets across the front of their jersey, or whatever the case might be. The West wasn't as wide open as Kings fans and a lot of other folks might have thought it was. It's the Nuggets and then everybody else.
Jokic, even though he's won the last two MVPs before this year, he's better than people think, and so is Jamal Murray.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. And speaking of Jokic, he didn't win the MVP, but sure looked like it throughout this series and this playoff run.
Okay, so let me say this, because I'm a voter. I voted for Joel Embiid, and if I had to vote again, I would vote for Joel Embiid. And the reason is very simple. Jokic didn't play well the last quarter of the season. He kind of mailed it in a little bit defensively. The Nuggets didn't play great. They certainly slowed down. They had a nice big lead in the West, and they milked it and nursed it a little bit. But part of that was done so he could be who he is now. Mm-hmm. He coasted at the end of the year so he could get on the floor and be as awesome as he is now. So I'll say this. I do believe Embiid was the MVP this year. I know there was a handful of voters that would have given it to Jokic but didn't want to because they didn't want to win three in a row, which was absurd reason I ever heard in my life.
Yes.
Okay. I still believe even with those voters, Embiid still would have won it. But I think it's okay that we turn around and say, you know what, for right now, for this year, for this season and these playoffs, Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA.
Yeah. Whether it's an MVP or best player, however you want to title it or give a trophy to, that guy has shown himself to be, like we were just saying about the Nuggets, He's the class of the NBA right now.
And he did win the Magic Johnson Award? The conference
the Western
finals? Yeah.
Did you see they asked him what the trophy means after the game? He said nothing. It means nothing. Which really? That's the right answer when you still have a championship to win. You can reflect later, you know, look in your trophy case and, oh, remember when I did that.
Yeah.
Right now that trophy is supposed to mean nothing to Jokic and the Nuggets. Meanwhile, game four of the Eastern Conference Finals about to tip off between Miami and Boston. And we asked Brian Geltzeiler if the Celtics team needs to be broke up, shook up, if they lose this game and get swept.
I think it could be pretty drastic, and I think it would be an overreaction. I think there's one really important thing that the Celtics have to do. I don't know that you rush to break up the most talented roster in a league that just went to this conference final again and has gone to, what, 5 in the last 7 years? 5 in the last 6 years. I don't know. And you still have two core players that are 25 and 26 years old and Tatum and Brown. And I don't know that you rush to break that up. There's two reasons to break that up, and none of them equate for me. Number one, if you don't think those guys work together, and if at this time you don't think those two can work well together, I think you're nuts. I think they can. I think they really like each other, and I think it's a comfortable arrangement for the two of them. The other reason you break it up is because your ownership group doesn't want to necessarily have to foot the bill, and it's going to be expensive. You're going to be in a luxury tax. And this is not an ownership group that's comfortable in that category. They're not like Joe Lake up over in Golden State. They're not like Steve Ballmer. You know, with Grasbeck and Steve Paiuka, they don't want to foot that bill every year.
You think they need to shake this thing up, Whitey? If not for financial reasons, then for basketball reasons? If game four, which literally just tipped off 17 seconds ago, goes the way that games one through three have?
They need two things if they're serious about winning again. They just need a coach with more experience than Joe Mazzulla. He was put in a bad situation this year, and they need somebody who can help organize their offense in the half court when they really needed to come playoff time. Those are two things that they've really sorely been lacking, especially in this series.
Kevin O'Connor just tweeted out, well, a quote from Kevin O'Connor was just tweeted out by NBA Central. I've had a source tell me in the past week that this Celtics team feels like a group that's tired of fake liking each other.
Okay.
Just putting on an act.
Source, yeah.
I could see that.
I could too, but I just growing. Don't like that. I've had ace. Well, who told you that? You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Know. Yeah.
Let's quick. We tried to get this guy in before, and I said then. Normally, I pick up on somebody and they're talking to someone else. I just hang up on you and don't really give it a second thought. But Simone told me it's his birthday, so let's try TC again. TC, you're on the radio
DC.
And YouTube.com/SacktownSports. What's up, buddy? Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, Ronnie and Whitey, man. My bad about earlier, brother.
No worries.
No worries.
Yeah, man. I just had a quick point. I mean, we've been talking about LeBron all day about this and that. And, like, I mean, I don't really like how he threw his boys under the bus last night and then try to come with the whole, oh, I'm retiring, like, BS. I'm not with all that, bro. Like, you kind of sucked in a series. You had 40 last night, almost a triple-double. That's about it, but... Like these whole playoffs, you've been kind of like up and down and garbage.
What about last night did you think was throwing his teammates under the bus?
Just the whole, oh, we only have one player's under contract. Me and AD thought this was the best team. Like it was none of that. Like you guys were almost out of the playoffs until the trades came. And I just didn't like, it seemed to me, me personally, it seemed like he like threw the guys under the bus last night. Like, oh, did nobody help him last night? And I'm like, hey, bro, these guys can help.
I agree with you, and I think he has kind of, that's his history when things aren't going well, and he's great. I'm going to miss him when he's gone, when he's not playing. But he has a history of when things aren't going well, he will make sure and distance himself as if to say, you know, this isn't my fault. And I think we heard a little of that last night.
Yeah, TC, thanks for the call, man, and once again, happy birthday. I've said that before about LeBron in the past of him indirectly insulting his teammates. You know, every time he goes to a microphone and, hey man, I'm a Michael Jordan guy, you know, and I'm not gonna hide from that or deny that. And I'm sure Michael Jordan lobbied for players and to have Phil Jackson as the coach and everything else, but he never went into microphones and said, we're just not good enough. This roster we have is not gonna cut it. Because what's the message to the guys that you're going to go and step out on the court with after you've said that to the world? You know what I mean? I'm not saying LeBron shouldn't try to exercise his power or his influence in within an organization, but there's a way to do it without insulting your teammates or throwing him under the bus.
I do think it was aimed more at the organization than his teammates last night.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's talking about the players that they're putting out on the court. And great point by TC and one I made yesterday. Everybody was ready to say, oh, look who LeBron dragged to the finals. Look at this roster. That, man, there was a Lonnie Walker game. There was an Austin Reeves game. There was a Rui Hachimura game.
Yeah.
They're not where they are, if not for this cast of characters that they've surrounded LeBron James. LeBron James is not where he is. Didn't get as far as he got, if not for the cast of characters that they put around him. I've been threatening to do this for about a week on this show. And that's name all 30 NHL teams. Whitey and I will go head-to-head trying to do just that right after this. That's the show. Final segment. Whitey in for Cattles today and tomorrow as we await the return of Nick Cattles. And yes, he will return. Nothing happened that is going to stop Nick from returning to the show. Fear not.
My weirdness shines through more and more every day.
Can't wait for that guy to get back here. Can't wait. But I don't know if it was sometime last week on the show, I think Thursday or Friday, where I was talking about how little I know about the NHL. And somebody questioned if I could even name all 30 NHL teams. Was it you, Simone?
I think it was me.
You were the one who laid down this challenge.
And
I said, I think I can. Now,
you think you cannot?
No, I can. I think
can.
I think I can.
God.
Now I didn't say that with the utmost confidence, yeah. Whitey Gleason. And so we've been threatening for a minute to have me try to do just that. I asked you if you could, and you said you weren't sure if you could. So we thought, let's go one for one. Let's go head to head.
If you want, since this challenge predates my involvement today,
yes.
I mean, if you want to just take the challenge yourself.
No, okay. I'd rather go head to head, make less of an ass of myself. Okay. Jay, are there some rules to this?
So we're going to have you go one for one. Okay. Rami, we'll begin with you. Just a quick heads up. Me and Simone did the exercise on this side of the glass.
Oh, did you?
We did.
Yeah. Okay. And Simone,
we came up with 29?
No, 30.
You got 30
out of 32.
Oh,
no,
wow.
There's 32.
Oh, there's 32.
See, that just tells
okay.
you we're already in trouble. We're already in trouble here, Rami.
We have a problem here.
That's yeah. not bad, though. I was impressed.
Yeah, okay. And we'll tell you the two that we missed.
After.
Yes,
after.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah,
okay.
So we'll kick it off. We got a little San Jose Sharks horn for you guys if you get it right.
Okay.
Now, is that one?
That's one.
You know?
Well,
that's a guarantee. That you know, this is the home of the Sharks. Yeah, absolutely. So that's the you start on go. You get your 200. We got to set the board up for you. So we'll count the Sharks. 31 left.
All right. 31 left. All right. I'll go with my hometown, Chicago Blackhawks.
All right, I'll go with the New York Rangers.
New York Rangers. All right. I'll go with California's other team, the Los Angeles Kings.
I'll go with California's other team, the Anaheim Ducks.
Okay. I had a feeling that might be where you'd go.
I got it.
Let me keep going north. And one of the newer teams in the NHL, if I'm not mistaken, the Seattle Kraken.
Seattle Kraken!
Kraken!
Ah! I'll go way up north and across the country there to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay. Since we're up north of the border, I'll stay up north of the border. And a team we discussed earlier, Vivek Renadive, had a bid in to buy the Ottawa Senators. And later withdrew said offer.
Montreal Canadiens.
All right.
You guys are doing great.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Jared already said
it. Already said it.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's got to be it. Yeah.
Damn it. All right.
Come on, Wiley. Jump in there for him now, brother.
Go ahead. Should I try?
Try. Go ahead. Okay.
Give
me the Montreal Canadiens.
I just said them.
Come on. Oh,
Boston Bruins.
There you go. Bingo.
You already got the Rangers. The Islanders?
Yeah.
Are they still
there
there?
You go. Come on. Okay. New York's other team.
All right.
New Jersey Devils.
Hey, there you go, my boy Seth Everett's favorite squad.
Washington Senators?
That'd be
Capitals. They moved. Washington Capitals.
Washington Capitals, there you go. Come on.
We just talked about that.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
See it, the kid.
Las Vegas Knights.
Oh, pulling out. All the stops just came from Las Vegas.
Yeah. You ever hear these creatures at night? It's really creepy. The, what are they, Phoenix, Arizona, Coyotes.
The Coyotes. I'm going to let the horn play out long because I see you struggling here.
You know I am, Jay.
He's actually looking at his computer screen.
No, I'm looking
He's
at a
looking
map.
At his notes.
All I'm looking at is a map of America.
Oh, you're cheating the system?
I just have a map of America. That's not cheating, is it?
I'm not one of the judges.
I just have a map of North America. That's all I have.
Pretty soft.
Come on now.
Pretty Charmin, but keep it rolling.
Give me the Minnesota Wild.
Oh, how did you not know that? You were just there.
I was just
Come
there.
On.
I'll give you the team that used to be the Minnesota Wild, the Dallas Stars.
The Dallas Stars. There you go.
That's one of the few I still knew that are left.
And there's some big ones on the board.
Colorado Avalanche,
hey,
right?
There you go, Patrick Waugh.
Yeah. Let's see, Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, man, that's a pool. Shots out to Whitey. Oh, pulling that.
Detroit Red Wings.
Red Wings, come on. Yeah, that's
in the
company.
Originals. Six or whatever they are, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Let's go Nashville Predators.
Ooh, the one of the latest teams getting in there.
Honing in, you guys.
Come on, I like it.
Oh, how many
Looks
are
like
we at?
Seven. Excuse me. Nine left.
We have nine left.
There's a few on the board here.
Yeah. Mm. Let me see here. Can I jump in if you...
Once he's struggling.
Hold on. Carolina Hurricanes?
There you go.
That's what I was going to say. Wow. All right.
In the playoffs right now.
Let's see.
Boy.
Oh, I think I got one.
You go ahead if you
Tampa
got
Bay
one.
Lightning?
Tampa Bay Lightning. Come on now.
I've hit a bit of a wall here.
Uh-oh.
Did we get the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Yes, we did. Okay, all right.
Come on. Oh, man. I'm not even going to look at the YouTube page because I know people are there.
Oh, yeah, going to
be giving answers.
Oh, St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Blues.
There you go, Whitey.
Yeah.
We're down to what, five? We got five left?
No, I'm recalculating.
Yeah, you have a few more than that.
One, two, three, four, five.
I have
six,
four or five
seven,
in my mind.
Seven.
Yeah, yeah.
Seven?
Excuse me, seven.
Seven?
There's a back page, I'm sorry.
Yes, there's a back page.
Oh, man.
Maybe someone might be playing tomorrow.
That doesn't help.
What?
Yes.
I need to know
NHL. That is a tip there.
I mean, it is if I know the NHL and who's playing tomorrow.
It's an animal. Man. Their mascot is an animal.
Maybe they're throwing rats on the ice.
Throwing rats on the ice. Hockey's such a weird sport. Why are they throwing rats
Philadelphia
on the
Flyers.
Ice?
Philadelphia Flyers.
Wow. Sorry about that.
Lindros.
Right.
Not who I was referring to.
Yeah,
so that's still on the board, but you're good.
Huh. I think I'm out.
I'll give you guys some hints. You still got a couple of pieces from our neighbors upstairs. You've left a lot up
in
Canada.
Yeah. See, I'm reluctant to name those because some of those teams don't exist anymore.
Yes.
Did we
see
Flames? Calgary Flames?
That is one.
There you go.
Atlanta Thrashers.
That's a negative.
They're not around anymore. What happened to them?
That'd be a negative.
What happened to the Atlanta Thrashers?
You guys have to be a team. Two more domestic friends here.
Two more domestic?
Mm.
Yep.
They have one. More. They have one in that you just said. They're playing, right? They haven't named that one yet.
No.
Yeah. All right.
They're not playing tonight.
No, but I mean, they're in it.
Yes.
They're in it to win it.
I tried to give them the hint.
Yeah, they're in it to win it.
I'm going state to state on my little U.S. map
here.
Maybe
they prowl.
It's an animal.
Prowl? Florida Panthers.
There you go. Come on.
I thought I had said that one already.
No, you said Tampa Bay Lightning.
Come on.
Come on.
Florida Panthers.
That'd be helpful if I was writing these down.
All right.
Florida Panthers.
Boom, 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 boom.
I already got Carolina.
Yeah, you got the Hurricanes down low three.
Three more upstairs
we said Washington
and one.
See, we giving you too many tips. You might as well go ahead and just tip the cap at this point.
You guys
I think
can
we're
do
tapping
it.
Out. I don't know.
Let me see, Simone, what they have left. Let me see. Let me see that paper.
I think I'm tapped, man. I'm trying. I'm thinking, and I think I'm
Toronto, Montreal.
Did we get Edmonton?
The
Did
Winnipeg
we get
the Oilers?
There we go.
All right.
Come on now.
We got two more. We got two more. And we got like 2 minutes left to get them.
Yeah. The Winnipeg Jets aren't around anymore, right? They don't have any Winnipeg
Jets. Are they?
Jets.
No.
We're going to give it to you. They are. Look, he doesn't even know if they exist anymore. It's okay. We got you.
One more. We got one more, right? We got two more. Someone is telling me two more. Okay. I think we've exhausted Canada. Have we not exhausted Canada?
I think you got one.
I think they have three because I see one over there that's not checked off. Far left at the top. Did they say that one?
Three more?
Far left at the top. Far left at the top.
At the top.
That one right there. The very first one. The very first one.
Oh, the Canucks.
They got that one.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Do we have? Is the Vancouver Canucks?
Vancouver Canucks. There you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right. They already had that one, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Nope. So they have one more. One more fateful
We're going to give you. Did you say the Bruins? I didn't hear the Bruins.
They did. Oh, okay. Yeah, they did. Because yeah. Yeah. I gave them a hint for Nick.
Gotcha. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, so we got one more.
Think about all of the
tipping.
States.
No more tipping. Nope. They, we've given them 18 tips right now.
We can
pay
come up
rent
one
with a
short.
Tip.
We can't come up one short.
We said Dallas, Houston, the MT. I'm just trying to go state by state. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Ohio, Cincinnati, Cleveland. Cleveland doesn't have a hockey team.
No.
Cincinnati doesn't.
No.
Kansas City
Indiana
doesn't.
Alabama, yeah. Tennessee, Kentucky. No.
What is it? What are we missing? Whitey, what are we missing? I said Colorado.
Austin, New Jersey.
Nobody lives in Idaho. They can't have a hockey team.
You guys sound like me and Simone over here now. We're like, man, wait. Okay, wait a minute.
Detroit, Minnesota.
Not Nebraska. Not why. I don't know, man. I'm out.
Who is it? Yeah, who do we...
I'm tapped.
Go ahead, Simone.
The Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, Ohio.
Columbus Blue Jackets.
I said Ohio and I didn't come up with it.
I know. Oh, I heard right, it. I heard right. it. Very,
not bad, though.
Very well done, gentlemen. You
not
have
bad.
Impressed me.
You guys, you said you got 30 of the 32?
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed the Calgary Flames and Buffalo Sabres, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, we got both of those.
I know.
Wow. That was fun, though. That's fun. We'll do MLS tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't make it tomorrow.
Yeah, MLS will be hilarious.
Our thanks to Brian Geltzeiler of NBA Radio and TV, Aaron Larsel of the Lakers official podcast, and Randy Diamond, business reporter for the Sac Bee. If you missed any of those or anything on today's fun show, check it out at SacTownSports.com, YouTube.com/SacTownSports. Give us those likes, rate, subscribe, review, all that stuff while you're there. Help us grow this brand. For JJ, Simone, Whitey, who will be back in the chair for Nick tomorrow, I'm Rami saying thanks for listening to Cattles and Rami, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow starting at 2:00.